You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
Listening to the Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
in trouble this way. I mentioned bridge. Jim writes, bridge, of course, contract or auction. We'll have a few rubbers. Lay down your dummy and I'll play on it. By Jove, when 9 o'clock gets here, that straw's going on the tequila bottle and pudding pops. Ron and Raleigh. Hey, Bob, Rince Priebus reminds me of that old Johnny Carson chestnut. You remember. You drive down to the Schlossen cutoff and get out of the car and cut off your Schlossen. You take it out and rinse your Priebus. Because, you know, if you don't rinse your Priebus, well, those things go bad in a hurry, and the smell is just... Well, it makes you feel like you've had too much Morning Joe. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. And, you know, let's end this filibuster, for God's sakes. Can we do that? Yeah, you know the number, 877-443-2366, 877, the numeral 4, head on, 304-658-3333, and I'm in a scrubbing mood. This is America's listener-supported, emphasis on listener-supported. I should mention that we did get considerable help the other night, and now we're only a couple of hundred dollars away from being all the way to where we need to be for... 3 days ago. So any help is a lot of help. PayPal button and snail mail address are both at headonradionetwork.com. Basically 20 folks at $10 a piece would finally get us all the way to August the 7th. It's what keeps the lights on. It's what keeps the show going. Thank you very kindly. This is The Horn. We'll be back.
Thinking ahead means preparing for the future. The future of our children, our grandchildren, and our wild, wonderful West Virginia. Developing our renewable energy resources is the best way to ensure a clean, sustainable way of life and safe, good-paying jobs for generations to come. Here in the Mountain State, our most abundant energy resource is the wind. Our ridges and majestic mountain peaks shape and direct the wind like stones in a mountain stream. Coal River Mountain is the ideal place for developing wind power. The Coal River Mountain Wind Farm will provide us with a source of clean energy and good jobs forever. We have the power to make our future happen now. Be a part of the clean energy solution for West Virginia by visiting coalriverwind.org or call 304-854-2182. That's coalriverwind.org, 854-2182.
Tonight's final hour of Head On begins next. 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 1-877-443-2366. Here's Buck.
Yes, indeedy. 6 minutes past the hour. We will go to the phones. If you want to get in on the conversation, I encourage you to do so before we get to like the last 10 minutes of the program. A little observation from Patty, who has the... background to make the observation. A little observation from Patty on the issue of Mrs. Raw Money, you know, Ann, and her therapy horse. Yeah. Patty writes in and says, "Oh, Bob, that BS of Ann R. Money keeps running about how they have her dressage horse to help her with her MS. It's her therapy. Oh, damn her to hell," says Patty. "I'm calling BS, BS, BS on that. Look, I teach enabled kids to ride and have for a long time. In order for a horse to be therapy for a person, you have to actually ride. Watching it trot around is not freaking therapy. They write off all its care as medical expense. What the... Please, I have never written off anything on our 5-plus horses, and we use ours for work and therapy. Why, oh why, can the GDMF and media not do anything freaking approaching its freaking job?" That, Patty notes, is rhetorical. "Okay, rant off," Patty says. "I just had to say it to someone. And the horses are out to the big pasture, Bill's in the tractor out yonder, and the fur babes are in the yard. I find myself alone cooking and screaming in the kitchen. You know, I ruin more people's kitchen experiences and dining experiences. It's probably a special level of hell for me out there." "Hell, who am I kidding?" Patty says. "The horses and fur pups are sick of my ranting about politics. The name R Money makes them kind of green, too." "Yeah, but you know what? They realize they're not strapped to the car, Patty, so got to give them more credit." But Patty raises an interesting point. You can't look at a horse and get therapy, or can you? Remember when Flush Flimball admitted to the world that he was that he was all hooked on street drugs, that he'd been sending his maid out with cigar boxes full of cash to bring back cigar boxes full of OxyContin? Remember that? I do. I know you do too. Well, he went off and got himself some therapy out in Arizona somewhere, part of which involved Rush looking at horses. Because I think you would probably have the American Humane Society and PETA right on your ass, yesterday, if they ever got wind of anybody trying to put Flush Flimball on a horse. And there's just some things you don't do. I'm imagining he probably wasn't left alone with the horses either. "Can you still hear the horse, Clarice?" Right, you know what I mean? He says he's making him a horsey suit. So I don't know, maybe you can look at a horse. I like looking at horses. I used to love riding them. One of these days I got to get out and visit Patty and just, you know, get on a horse and all that wide open space. And, you know. Fill your hand. No, I'm not going to go all John Wayne. Yeah, Irish Dave, you know, if you rinse your Prius, it will rain tomorrow. No, wait, maybe that's if you wash your car elevator. Oh, by the way, the spaceship house in Iowa, it has an underground car wash. Jesus! What? Working at the car wash. I'm going to stop. Okay, let's go to the phones. Hey, welcome to the program.
Brother Bob.
Brother Cossack, what's up?
You, brother.
I don't feel it, man. I'm about dog tired.
God. Well, you know, my memory goes back a little bit further than does yours.
Probably true. Not even probably. Absolutely true.
It's guaranteed. And I remember back in the late 50s, early 60s, watching attempted launches from Wallops Island.
Attempt, emphasis on attempted, right?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2 Oh, shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that mercifully didn't have anybody on them, right?
Correct. But that's one of the reasons we were all so transfixed to watch Alan Shepard actually get on one of those things and say, light this candle.